Audio.
You won't believe the static.
The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. Well, you can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you shut the box?
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Hello, cão. 3, 4. Não está a funcionar, não é? Ah, é? Nós temos que cantar as duas.
What do you... And pass me around and then worst of all, you never call baby when you say you will, but I love you still. More than anyone tell me, you're all there.
Como está? Agora temos que continuar.
Outra vez.
I'll be over at 10. You told me time and I can't.
But you
wait. I wait around and then. Yeah.
Went to the door. You can't take anymore. But it's not you.
You let me down again. Yeah. Baby, I tried to find. Yeah. A little time. I'm gonna make you mine.
I'll be inside waiting for you.
Eu acho que deram um pontapé na cozinha, não é?
Why do you build me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down, mess me around and then maybe you didn't say you will, but I love you still, honey, you more than... Yep, buttercup, don't break my heart. Do you want to be a girl, be the boy, baby, you know? Quê? If you just like... Não tivesse a fazer isso. Um bocadinho. Do you need you so, yeah. Baby, I try to find.
I need a time,
but I'll make you mine, yeah, I'll be home.
For you, ooh.
Why do you fill me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down, and mess me around, and then worst of all, you never call baby when you say you will, but I love you still, honey, you, more than anyone, darling,
you know that I know from the start,
so build me up, buttercup, don't break my heart. Anyone, baby.
Guess what? It's time once again for the Audio Kitchen. It's true. How are you? The professor here. Your curator and coordinator of events here. On this sideshow of amateur recordings. Unprofitable sounds until 8. So that last offering there, kind of sweet, huh? Sweet and recent. Another item found through the Napster network. Caught in the Napster net by Echo Boy. You know, that recording could have been made just last week, and it had to be within the last few months. And by the way, what language was that? Trying to figure that out. I think it was Portuguese, maybe Italian. I'm sure somebody out there knows. Drop me an email at theprof@wfmu.org. And also, I want to offer you the secret magic words to find homemade sounds on Napster. Drop me an email again at theprof@wfmu.org. It's kind of nice, though, they're doing that old Foundations number instead of Britney Spears or something you would expect. But this show, it's unexpected, this show. And speaking of Napster and the unexpected, it's funny about these items that are available on Napster. You get the distinct impression that many people don't realize that these MP3s are making at home are available to the world. You get that feeling. Like this next recording, I'm really sure he didn't plan on letting this out of his house. But it's out there in public, in cyberspace. In the cyberspace parking lot, I found it laying there in an open folder. This fella is Jeff Graff. He's looking to make some changes, Jeff Graff is. He wants to be a little healthier, happier, a little more handsome, a little more powerful. So he's made this tape. It's kind of like Cheryl Ho, if you remember her. In fact, I just got an email from somebody going through the archives and just found Cheryl Ho. Well, this is like that. He's talking about himself in the third person, giving himself kind of a one-man pep rally. Here, Jeff is. But it's kind of sad, really, if you listen closely. He's an unemployed middle-aged guy. Seems like no college education, a little shy, a little unsure, depressed, and probably in debt. And he has no idea what he's going to do next. And when he gets into his real self-help frenzy here, he says something about the dream is money. And Lord knows, a lot of people are trying to tell you that, but that's not quite true. And if you listen closely, you realize everything he's saying isn't true yet.
My prosperity commercial for Jeff Graff. This is a new Jeff Graff. I have let the past go. I have forgiven myself, Jeff Graff, of the past. Jesus Christ forgave me of my sins. And today is a new day, a new beginning. I, Jeff Graff, will get ahead in life. I have a purpose and a definite goal to succeed and support my family. I, Jeff Graff, have self-discipline. I, Jeff Graff, can control my smoking problem. I can stop smoking by the end of the week. I, Jeff Graff, have positive thoughts. I, Jeff Graff, am confident and strong and a good speaker. Jeff Graff does not wait any longer. Persistence is the answer. Persistence will not allow failure to happen. I, Jeff Graff, am more handsome and powerful every day. Every day I wake up, I am more handsome and more powerful. I, Jeff Graff, am more energetic every day. My energy is returning. I have been able to do things, and I will make decisions. I, Jeff Graff, can communicate with perfect communication skills with English. I will write more complete sentences. I spell great. I know and read the words, and I can spell them. IGF rep will be persistent. Failure cannot cope with persistence. IGF graft can make money the hard way with hard work. IGF graft can make my decisions quickly and correctly. I'm a happier and healthier person. I have no more fear. IGF graft would be enthusiastic. IGF graft, I'm an honest person. And will live in the Christian way. IGF graft will not be lazy to get all the facts for the problems I have at hand. IGF graft can make a fortune. IGF graft see myself in a new car and new cars for my sons. I see IGF graft in new clothes. I see IGF graft in a wealthy person. IGF graft has no problems when it comes to making money and becoming wealthy. IGF graft is not afraid. IGF graft write complete and full sentences. His composition of his work will get better as he writes more. IGF graft can type fast and think quickly. Riches begin with a thought. I see and I feel the money in my hands. IGF graft have great powers of concentration. IGF graft will have $60,000 job by July 2001. Remember, $60,000 by July 2001. IGF graft have faith in my family and myself. I have a great self-image. I have a great personality. I have a great past and a better future. I am successful. I see Jeffrey Graft as a great person. I can complete anything that I start. I can multitask. I have great powers of concentration. IGF graft has positive mental outlook. IGF is very self-motivated. I see my family successful. IGF is a free, clear thinker. He has ideas to solve problems. I see my family successful. I can sell myself with great confidence. I love to work. IGF graft have great insight to computer problems. I can sell anything. I can sell myself. I can sell myself into a better job. I see new riches from places that I had never imagined. I see a better life for my family. New money will make happiness in my family. It will make them confident and supportive. I have no more fear of money problems, but I will take care of the problems that I have to. I speak clearly. I speak with joy and enthusiasm. There's no failure, just results. I am a hard worker. I organize my papers. I organize my accounts. I have confidence in the work and my abilities to succeed. There is no more problem with the ability to communicate. I am a strong communicator. I do not get nervous in front of people anymore. Because Jeff is an honest and honorable person. His eyes, his breathing, his facial expressions all shows confidence. IGF graft only shows confidence to the people in the world. He is confident in himself, his hands, his mannerisms. He will only show confidence in his abilities. He is excellent at what he does, and he has no fear to make decisions. The world steps aside to a man who knows where he's going. The dream is money. The destination will determine where that's at. I will continue to work harder, smarter, faster, apply for more jobs, find myself a way to provide for this family that I love. The strengths in my voice, the commitments in my heart, the knowledge can be acquired. There's no other answer except for hard work and to acquire knowledge. Whatever I try, whatever I do, whatever I have to do, I will acquire knowledge. Hard work, an ability to think clearly, and to keep neat notes is the key to this problem. Do not let it fail. Jeff Breath will not let this fail. He will continue to strive for excellence in his mannerisms, in himself. He is strong, he is smart, he's intelligent. He has no more self-confidence problems. He's confident in his words. He's confident in himself.
Somebody give that guy a job. I mean, he's handsome. He's got some nice complete sentences. Good speller. Seems very confident. Ah, poor Jeff. You're attuned to the Audio Kitchen. Amateur sound until 8. The professor here with you. Here's something odd. Here's an oddity. This was found at Shecky Rex Resale Emporium. And, geez, what happened to you, Shecky? Haven't seen you around. Kind of miss you. Anyway, I don't know exactly what this is. Somehow it's connected to art. It's art, I think. Bunch of people getting together, talking about hats. But they're talking about a wool hat in a particular way. Kind of like a round, right? Row, row, row your boat. Well, is that wool hat my hat? And they say it in such a way, as they repeat it, and it goes into a cycle where it kind of sounds like a Doppler effect or something. Like a faraway radio station. I don't know what this is. Do you know what this is?
Is that wool hat my hat? 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 My hat, wool hat, wool hat. Wool hat, my hat, my hat, my wool hat, my wool hat, my wool hat, my hat, wool hat, my hat, is that wool, my hat, that is that wool hat, my hat, is that wool hat, my hat, is that wool hat, my hat, wool hat, my hat, is that wool hat, my hat, is that hat, my hat, my hat, hat. Is that my hat? Is that wool hat? My hat, hat, my wool hat, my wool hat, wool hat, wool hat, my 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 hat, and that wool, my hat, wool hat, wool hat, my hat, and that wool hat, my hat, my that wool hat, my hat, but that wool hat, wool my wool hat, my wool. My wool hat, my wool hat, wool hat, my hat, wool hat, my wool, is that wool hat, my wool, is that wool hat, wool, 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 my hat, my hat, that's my hat, that's my hat, is that my hat, is that my hat, is that my hat, my hat.
Like I said, art, right? Ah, there's art to me. Here's art. Stand back. It's art. Anyway, sorry. Well, I don't know what that was. Let's get around to something I understand. Hot chicks. Understand that. Yeah, hot chicks. Well, here's a couple of them here. Mina and Rachel. The fourth and final and most exciting episode from this tape. Two Tampa Tarts cruising the box store boulevards of suburban Florida. They're all hopped up on something here. All hopped up. And this night that they're recording, for some reason, is all about going to Denny's and or Ryan's. I think they've pretty much decided they're going to do both. They didn't want to go to Ryan's really early because there won't be a lot of people there. It'll be kind of uncomfortable because Mina, who I think has had sex with Ryan a few times, they've had some words, so they're trying to straighten that out. And Ryan, he's back from school. Mina's just turned 21. It's a really exciting night. Probably like 2 or 3 years ago, very recent, maybe 4 years ago. So you've already heard them singing very exuberantly to that 80s tape of Minus. You'll hear more of that here. But what's really, really interesting and exciting about this is the trip they're taking right now to the gas station, to the Exxon station. Because they don't just get gas at the Exxon station. We go for a ride there, a couple of rides we do. The listeners. We go through the car wash, which is all narrated by Rachel. But we also take a little journey through Mina's wallet, her purse, her checkbook. As soon as Mina gets out of the car, Rachel's right onto her personal effects, reading the details into the microphone. So let us now join our friends, these young party people.
We're going to Exxon now because Mida's broke as a joke. We're going to use a card.
This is my parents' pay for it. Why not? Should I take it back? Should we go to the car wash?
Where are you?
Let's go to the car wash. Because I didn't wash it
very well. Okay. We're a little close to the pump. We're on top of the pump.
Okay.
We're going to pause for brief moments now.
Anyways, we're
going to
go to the
car wash today. Talk amongst yourselves. Now we're going to see what Mida has in her wallet. She's got her license. big head. She's got her ID from You Stay Forever, different hair colors. She's got her triple A cup, Margarina Barena. It's not two names, asshole. She's got her social security. She's also got a farm store prepaid telephone calling card. Cheesehead. Ooh, Heidi just put up next to us. Got a Mac on him. Ooh, never mind. And her roomie and her healthcare plans. She's also got a college financial aid thing. Checks. Let's see where minors made checks to. H2O plus. Vinyl fever. Jessica Fernandez. Sade. You save. She was getting funded. You save. You save. Publix. You stay forever for $849.55. You save. Columbia House.
Are you ready for the call?
Kanoa.
Stop doing my
check.
That's personal.
Sorry. Always. Yeah? Look, someone's in the car wash.
They took my idea, dude.
Is there someone in the car? Maybe the car is just chilling like a villain.
I'm waiting for this punk to get the hell out of here.
Come on, punk ass. Your car's clean. Just go. The machinery won't hurt.
No. The car's possessed, dude.
Why are you gonna wax?
We're gonna wax the car.
Did myself get a wax today in my car now?
Might have finally cleaned the car. It's out. And it smells like Esther berries in here.
That's it for real.
I didn't have strawberry smelled. That's okay. No, no, so you go in drive, not reverse, asshole.
I can feel it.
This is such a memorable occasion.
If I'm gonna have to go through that, I'm gonna get pissed.
No, they're just being a cocksmack and they want to get their car all dry.
That's what I'm doing, bitch.
And so you go home, you get a towel.
I have a chamois.
Hey, got a chamois. Chamois, chamois, chamois. Thanks.
I used to use that for
grump.
It smells. My turn, baby.
We are now entering the car wash zone. Turtle legs. Didn't know turtles had wheels. Here we go, boys and girls.
Look at the foam!
I can't see anything anymore. No.
My butt isn't
in. I see shadows. And I don't see the machine.
Lock your door.
This car wash
what the hell is on that?
Is a memorable occasion because on the way to the Florida State Fair, George, Lou, and Spanky smoked a fatty in the car wash. Too bad George's car was already clean. Yes, they did. Here the Briss is cleaning. Scrub, Bristle, scrub, scrub. Now it looks like it's raining. Uh-oh, here comes the big one.
This was so much fun. This is my favorite one.
It's got pretty colors. It's light blue and dark blue. Miner's afraid of cats. She's scared of a drive-through car wash.
Hey, where's the wax?
We want wax.
My car better be sparkling clean, okay?
I wonder who invented the drive-thru car wash. It must have been some lazy-ass bastard. Cars, King. Whoa. Look at the little water droplets dance. Dance, little water droplets, dance.
I'm gonna be an idiot.
Miner's having way too much fun with this. Whoa. Hold there, Lassie.
Oh, shit, I killed
him. Let's roll down the windows.
Yeah, right.
I feel like I'm in the movie Twister. Hey, brother. Miter's little fire engine looks brand spanking new. It's now 9:13. We're gonna go to Denny's. Can Miner think they're done? Miner just pooted.
Why? My car's so clean! I love life.
Miner has cheap thrills. For a strand of red light.
Hey.
Nice coppers. Hey, Sheriff, how's it going? Nice day. La Roca.
Okay, now my contemplation. Should we go to Denny's or should we go to Ryan's first?
Denny's, Ryan's. Ryan's, Denny's. Denny's, Ryan's. I don't
know. Come on, Ryan's. Come on. Don't take me real. I'm thinking about being out of love. By the time we get to Ryan's, it's gonna be super late. It's gonna be like 20 minutes.
Cue song.
Dark glasses, things are going great, and they're only getting better.
Okay, why don't you take me out the street?
I'm doing alright, getting good grades. My future's so bright.
Rip a shot. Rip a shot. Rip a shot.
Rip a shot. I thought you were getting it when you were moving around.
Oh!
Here, I got a
song
for my thing.
It's too ironic.
What's that?
No, wait, I'm gonna get a good song.
What's that?
Rinsey,
stop!
Oh, wow, 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 wow! We are! Here we go, Rinsey.
Oh, yeah!
We have to, like, pull up some stuff. We gotta, like, put up a song for like, the take-off pause.
So we say goodbye to the Tampa girls and hello again to the Walls.
Oh, Trudy's hopping to see. This is a pretty drive here, isn't it? Whee! Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway though. Double lane. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
Time once again for Wall to Wall America. And this evening, we rejoin Jim and Arlene Wall and his sister Grace, this time in the backseat, as they're on their way to Texas. This morning, they left Green Bay, and right now, they are going around Chicago, headed south. Starts off with lunch. Roast beef, a burger, and I think Grace has some turkey. And then they hit the road again. And they're going through a small city in Illinois called Kankakee. Are you familiar with it? Well, James mispronounces it several times as Kankakee. And finally, Arlene just gets sick of it and corrects him. And he'll have none of it. Sounds like Hawaiian or something to him. He can pronounce good. If you recall also, he calls the O'Hare Airport the O'Hareport. It's easier. Well, normally he's giving all the details in the trip, including making the sun into a person. The sun is always doing things like poking its head out or hiding away, or the sun is sleeping now, whatever. But apparently he got a little upset over the Kankakee incident, maybe. And he doesn't have much to say along this trip. He's not reading off every sign like he usually does. But what's nice here is you actually get some of Jim in the motel room going through what they did that day. He's probably had a couple. They usually have happy hour after a day's drive. And they're in a beautiful motel this time. Nice sliding fiber door on the wash area. Beautiful paintings over the bed. It's really a swell place. He tells you all about it. And in a rare, racy moment, we get to hear about some underthings that Arlene has just bought. Underwear.
I always stopped at this Howard Johnson Oasis at O'Hare.
As far as Chicago, don't they go around?
And I had a roast beef sandwich. Arlene had a hamburger, and Grace had a turkey sandwich.
I had a turkey sandwich, and you had a.
And Grace paid for a couple of ours near $1.55 for a sandwich. Holy Christmas! Wow!
Right.
That's quite a bit, but no, not too bad. It was a good sandwich for that. Okay, all right, here we go. Time is 20 minutes to 1. And we just paid our fourth toll at O'Hare Oasis, I guess it was. And we're on our way again, and we got about 227 miles on it, and we're going down the highway, and we're on still on 294, but we got to hit 80 down here away. Well, let's see, it's 1:30.
Huh?
130, and we've got 275 miles, a little bit, and we're in Kankakee County now. Huh?
Is that the road or is that the car?
That's the road. Road is bumpy, yeah, a little bit. Just kind of bouncy, yeah. It's the road, you can see it. Okay. Well, we just passed the Kankakee River at 1:45. Kankakee.
You're pronouncing it wrong.
No, I always pronounce it good. Oh, it is not. Kankakee, Illinois. Kankakee? Who's going to say that? That sounds like Hawaii.
No, it's
Kankakee. Kankakee, Illinois. The river. Kankakee River, Illinois. At 1:45. 290 miles. 91 miles. Okay. Well, we have 4:10 right now. We're on our way. We just went back past Mattoon, Illinois. And we're on our way to Effingham, Illinois. It's about 25 miles away, and the sun seems to be poking out, but it's still plenty cloudy. It just probably found a hole in the thin clouds up there and stuck its head out. Okay, we got 417 miles on already. Here we go. Well, we're here in, at 6:05 at night today, Saturday. We're in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and we're going to look for a motel here because we're about 100 miles or so from Cairo yet, but it's getting late, and I think we'll look for a motel here. Yeah, just put it away. We have room here at the Holiday Inn in Mount Vernon on the second floor, room 229. Yay! It's 71 degrees here. We're in our luxurious room at the Holiday Inn in Mount Vernon, Mount Vernon, Illinois. It is really, it's beautiful. Beautiful blue and black diamond drapery with bedspreads to match, and a beautiful picture over each of our beds here, and a nice wash area with a sliding fiber door all the way up to the ceiling. Hope so. Oh, it's nice. Really nice. Color TV and everything. Okay. We're here. Yeah, we've got a real nice room here at the Holiday Inn, and down on the way down, Illinois looked real nice. Southern Illinois, I should say. The leaves are all in bloom. All in bloom. I mean, all colorful. All changing red, yellow. Oh, beautiful. Every bush and tree.
We're about a month behind us. A good month behind us.
About a month behind us, Grace says.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And really something. A lot of blackbirds in the field and so forth. And the guys working in the field yet. They look real good. The grass is quite green and everything's so nice. Yep. And warm. It's in the 70s. Well, as I said, we're in Mount Vernon. We got here about 6 o'clock. We went down their main street of Broadway. It's a nice town. We found a little nice restaurant to eat at. It's a Real Splitters restaurant, and they went in, and Arlene and I had a New York strip steak. It was very good, $2.89, with a baked potato and a nice crisp green salad, and with Italian dressing on, and a real good coffee. Grace had a Swiss steak for $1.95, and with coffee and everything, and it was real good. Then we went to the Moore Values department store, a new complex or a new plaza there opening up, and that was real nice.
Great, I bought myself two pairs of pants, blue pants.
Underpants. under skinny dipper, I mean underpants.
Panties.
Panties.
Cheap.
Yeah, blue colored. Cheap ones. And, but that was a nice store. So they had quite a bit of everything in there. Very good. Okay, yeah. Now we're back in our nice Holiday Inn room. We've got a nice Holiday room. In room number 229 on the second floor. They have a real nice room with blue and black and blue diamond shapes on a drapery, and the same on a bedspread, and nice big double bedded room here with an extra washroom over there with a sliding door. And oh, it's real nice. Okay.
You can tell that Jim's an artist. He appreciates those diamond shapes on the draperies there and the bedspreads. You know, he was a commercial artist, worked for a paper company there in Green Bay. And I like to think that he personally designed some of those toilet paper wrappers. The Audio Kitchen wrapping up here, getting close to the end of things. And speaking of your end of things, you can contribute to the show. It's not hard. Send your amateur audio my way to the Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Speaking of color, let's go back to Arkansas again and rejoin Granny. Granny and Ronnie and Mama. I think they're in a trailer. I really think it's a trailer. And I think it's hot. And outside, Ronnie's 68 Javelin is parked, glinting in the sunlight. And this portion of this tape, which was offered by listener John Mark in Arkansas, by the way. Thank you so much. Also want to thank Echo Boy for the walls and those Tampa girls. But they're arguing again, mostly between the generations here. Young Ronnie and Granny are kind of having at it. I think that was sort of the purpose of this tape, actually, was to capture some of Granny's antics. I think Mama and Ronnie were in on this. But there's some more discussion about who's an alcoholic. It's kind of fun, you know, to get drunk with a few people and try to decide who the alcoholic is. And some details of police procedure here. Seems like everybody in the room is very familiar with what police do when they pull you over. They seem to know a lot about that. And Granny, again, starts questioning Ronnie about the car. Where to get it, how much you pay for it, what the credit limit is on his Visa card, wants to know that. And then they talk about something here which kind of confuses me. I've heard this before, don't know exactly what this means. But saying something about being eat up with it. I think Granny or Mama says, I'm eat up with it. Or where am I eat up with it? I don't understand all of the Southern dialect here. But it's a spirited conversation. Fueled by beer and Southern enthusiasm.
Think about that one day.
What one day?
The day I drove.
Oh, well, that was that you were driving one.
Driving before I get when you come pick me up.
Oh, I know that's right, but I didn't.
What you should have done, if she told you to do that, say, no, I'm not gonna do it.
I know that's right. You driving.
You got the ticket and you should have said, no, I'm not gonna do it, Mama. That's That's exactly what you should have done, but of course you didn't do it.
What are you talking about then?
I'm talking about it right now.
I don't care.
Well, I know that. You don't care, but what if she didn't pay it?
Then I guess I'd be in trouble when I came back.
You'd be in trouble in California.
No, not until I came back here.
Well, I'm just telling you. I'm not trying to be smart, but I'm just telling you. And what you should have done, which that's your business. I don't care, but what you should have done is, if you was going to do it, just say, well, I'm here from California, and I just showing Mama how I could drive it. I would guarantee you'd have got out of it.
I told him I was living in California. I told him everything.
Yeah,
I
said,
I'm here to leave.
You told him Mama told you to do it, though, didn't you?
Well, he already done. He done handed me the damn ticket and asked me why. He started writing a ticket when he
before
came outside.
Before you ever said nothing? Before you ever said nothing?
Before I said anything, as soon as it got in the car, he started writing something.
Because he's seen you as a kid, that's the reason. You opened the door, and he said, let me see you drive a line. He said, get out of the car, didn't he?
Yeah, stepped him back.
They do that. They didn't used to do that. No, you know why they do it, don't you?
They want to see if you're drunk.
No, they want you to get in the car because they've got that radio, Linda. I told you that. They've got that going in case something happens while they're sitting in that car. They'll hear it downtown. See what I mean? Because used to, they'd stand over there at the car and people shoot you and they never can hear it over the radio. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the reason they put them in the car. So if you
I
do
thought they wanted you to get out and see if you're drunk.
No, they put you in that car because the radio's on.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Well, they don't always.
It is good.
They don't always make you get in the car.
No, they don't always do that.
They always make you get out.
No, they do
I
now.
I was in California and they didn't make me
get
in the
car.
Yeah,
but they do it here now. I've seen it so many times. They make you get out
I
and
never
get
seen them whenever they didn't have them in the back seat of that
That's
car.
What I'm talking about. You know why I told you that? They got the
when
radio
I go by and somebody has a ticket, they're both sitting in the back seat.
They used to stand right outside the car and so many cops has got killed.
We
that's the reason they do that.
Last year.
That's the reason they do it. You just asked them. They might not admit it, but that is the reason they do it.
I don't blame them. I do it, too.
I don't blame them either.
You don't pull a gun on you or nothing else.
Did they search you or anything?
And when I come back there,
down like
ma'am, can we help you?
It was a good thing I didn't go. She said, go on back to your car. I was going back there myself.
You're lucky he didn't come get you.
I don't give a shit.
Is that what it is? Is that anybody in your party?
He said that.
Backing up on the highway. Whoever it is shouldn't be doing that. I said, yeah, I think it's me. Okay, he started writing a ticket. I don't think he's seen you.
Well, I wanted to see what was going on. It worried me. And I was supposed to go on and just don't worry about it, huh? If he'd have took you down and took her down, the car been there. And
what are you going to do, drive two cars?
No, I ain't. But, I mean, I wasn't
drunk. He could have busted all of us in. You'd have come out there.
I wouldn't have done that, Ronnie.
Oh,
Lord. I got better sense than that. I would just throw up in there, wouldn't you? But what would you have done?
I said, cruise on down the road.
What would you have done? Just like you backed up that day, see? And you could have gotten in trouble yourself.
What? But it was a wreck, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. That don't make no difference.
Yes, it does.
She backed up the same damn street she's going down? Yeah, it does make a difference.
It was a wreck. It just happened to my mom.
I don't make no difference.
When you're getting a ticket, that's different.
Ah, this is my grandson. I want to know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. Man.
Are you, no, are you taping again? Are you going, oh, you're rewinding it?
It's taping all the same. Well, I can't do that.
God, he's eat up with it.
I'm eat up with it. You are.
I am? Where am I eat up with it at?
Right there. Glass.
That's all right. You eat up with it right there.
That's right. That's
right. Right where?
I have to have one of these all the time. When I'm driving or I'm just sitting watching TV, I have to have my lawn dry. No matter what I'm doing. I go to work, they're opening their coats and I'm drinking my lawn dry.
They won't let you do it.
All the time I'm drinking.
They won't let you do it at me either.
Oh, yeah.
They won't let me either. I'm working all day and I don't drink.
Sure.
No, she's an afternoon alcoholic.
I only do it because she does it.
Bullshit.
Ronnie, now you
we
know that.
We used to live away from here a long time ago and we came over and you was drinking your head off.
Well, what about it?
Oh, well, what'd you
but
say?
But she said it because of me.
Right? Mama used to not drink as much until she started living with you again.
Well, then I'll just move and she can move either. Whatever. How's that?
Okay, you can live in that damn little closet right there.
Which closet?
This little cabinet up here.
I live here as long as she lives here. As long as I live, it's part mine. It is. I give her my trailer park. So fuck it. I hope that's on there.
They do that too. We used to all do that. Somebody would say something, go way. Isn't that just too bad?
I want to know something. Where did you buy your car at? That Javelin. Was it on a car lot or did an individual have it?
No, little bit of used car.
And how much did it cost you?
$1,400.
And what model?
68.
Oh, I thought it was 72. I told Cecil wrong.
Oh, hell no, those things are good. 68 is the first year
they
came out.
See, that's what I thought you had, and I thought, oh, God, he ain't got one of those. And then when I saw it in the book, it looked real good.
Well, it's the first year they came out with them. Very first year.
How'd you manage that?
Said it was nice. Did you see it in that book, Mom?
Never. Yeah. How'd you manage it?
How did I manage? What do you mean, how did I manage what?
To get it.
I walked up there with the damn money and said I want it. Isn't that usually how you do it?
Oh, yeah, the cash?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know. What kind of Visa do you... What do you got, Visa or MasterCard?
It's Visa.
How much is it on it?
What's the
credit limit?
And they keep renewing it every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
They do that to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't have one of those unlimited jobs?
Well, the last ones that me and Mother got were like 2 years.
This is 6 months. Oh, it's pissed me off.
How'd you get it? Did you apply for it?
At the bank.
Yeah, I walked in there and said, I want one. Yeah. Give me one now. You know what I'll do? I'm going to take this and cut this right across the top right here and sand it down and make glass of that.
I know it.
Why don't you do that?
Well, why don't you do it? Make money.
I don't want to make money. I just wanted them for myself. So when I come back next time, you have me about 15, 16 of these. Okay?
I ain't messing that motherfucker.
Well, I've been waiting here so long, but thinking nothing could go wrong. Well, now I know she has a built-in ability to take everything she sees. And now it seems I'm falling for her. She seems to have an invisible touch. She reaches in and grabs right hold of your heart. She seems to have an invisible touch, yeah. It takes control and slowly tears you apart. I don't really know her, I only know her name. But when she crawls under your skin, you're never quite the same. And now I know she's got something you just can't trust, and it's something mysterious. And now it seems I'm falling for her. She seems to have an invisible touch, yeah. She reaches in and grabs right hold of your heart. She seems to have an invisible touch, yeah. It takes control and slowly tears you apart.
And we leave you with this thought.
She has an invisible touch that slowly tears you apart. Woo! Never kept up with Phil Collins' career. That's a found tape, too. One of those karaoke booth things. Two fellas with nothing better to do than sing for you. Audio Kitchen, checking out. But it ain't over. Trash and Twang and Thunder next with the magic of Meredith. stay tuned, please. Officially, by the way, we are WFMU East Orange and WX8D Mount Hope. See you next week.
Goodbye.